And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Live music, like I promised. I didn't tell you who it was. And how do you say your last name? How do you like to say it?
It's Rondeau.
Rondeau.
Yeah, so my CD called New Hope Chateau on purpose, so that when people saw Catherine Rondeau with that E-A-U, they would think Chateau Rondeau.
There you go. And that's who's here.
Yes.
Welcome, Catherine.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
So what brings you to New Hampshire?
Well, I've just been at a songwriting retreat in Provincetown, Massachusetts, held by some great folks, including David Roth and Sloan Wainwright, Tom Kimmel and Kate Campbell. And I love Out of the Woods. I love your show and your support for folk music. And so I said, you know, I'm so close. The last time I was in New Hampshire, I was 4 years old. And that was a little bit ago, John, I'm not going to lie. So I was itching for an opportunity to come back up.
Excellent. And you got your guitar with you, and you're going to sing us some songs.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, maybe we can treat someone, all of them, everybody, to something here.
You got it.
What do you want to kick in with?
I'm going to start with a new song I've recently written called If Not Today.
All right.
A storm cloud been slowly forming, covering all the sky with gray. There is a turmoil, it's fast approaching, coming soon, if not today. You cannot say that you have not seen things face. There'll come a time that you'll have to answer, coming soon, if not today, coming soon, if not today, coming soon, if not today. We all must speak the truth to power. Today, the sea is rising as the tide grows stronger. The thunder moon is pulling weight. It's gonna set the seas to boiling. Coming soon, if not today. Coming soon. If not today, coming soon. If not today, you got to speak the truth to power. Coming soon, if not today. What will you do when the dam is broken? Where will you be when your home is gone? What will you say when your children ask you, what have you done? What have you done? I may be one, but we are many. We may be few, but there's millions more. We got to speak the truth to power. Overcome a time, we'll speak no more. Coming soon, if not today. Coming soon, if not today. We got to speak the truth to power. Today, if not today,
Catherine Rondeau on Out of the Woods for you, live here with us. Yeah, neat stuff. That's the new song you were talking about, right?
Yes, just wrote it about a week ago.
Neat stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was making sure. I was looking at the CD over there. I was like, oh, yeah, that's not on there.
I know. It's I've been doing a lot of songwriting lately, and I think with the workshop, it's just I love to write songs anyway. So I think you'll be seeing some more material coming through your doors in the next 6 to 12 months, hopefully, because being in the studio has just been phenomenal. I love it.
Have you been recording yet?
Not this. I'm actually putting together, I've been sort of gelling a band, a four-piece. So the CD has a lot of players that are great, really well-known in Philadelphia, but they're not kind of like my guys, that like my little tribe. So I'm putting together a band with a stand-up bass, a bluesy fiddle guy who's amazing. The fiddling is awesome. And I have a guy I've been working with who is literally the Americana man in one person. So he plays mandolin, he plays the dobro, and he plays the banjo, all with equal amazing talent. So it's all been kind of coming together. And so this next one, it's going to be our little four-piece. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Hey, and have you recorded anything yet?
Not with them, no. So I've just been doing some demos, just some little, you know, things for myself, but it'll be coming.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, you want to play another one for us?
I'd love to.
What you got?
I think for this next one, I'll do something that's on the CD, the second song. And I played it somewhere recently, and afterwards, someone came up to me and said, "What kind of bird was it?" So I'll let you know right now, it's not actually about a bird. It's a metaphor. And this song is about a little girl I know, and it's called Broken Bird.
She went away, left you alone. She put an end to your happy home. And now you're wondering what the new day brings. 'Cause you can't fly broken wings. You had no choice, nothing you could do. An unspoken voice can't tell what's true. I know you suffer, you don't have to say a word. Let me help you, my broken bird. My broken bird with broken wings, a shattered voice you cannot sing. My broken bird, let the love come in. You can fly again. I loved you so, but it wasn't enough. Couldn't replace your mother's love. Still I keep on here, catch you when you fall. My broken bird, so young and small. What will it take for you to see all the love around you to hold the key? For love can mend your broken wings. Hear your broken voice never sing. My broken bird with broken. Okay. sweet broken bird, you have a choice to find the darkness, to find your voice. Sweet broken bird, it's gonna take some time to gain your strength so you can climb. Once you get stronger, gonna fly away. Somehow I know you'll come back one day. Sweet broken bird, it's always gonna be true. The love you give, come back to you. The love you give, come back to you. The love you.
Catherine Rondeau, once again, for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, that's from the CD, Broken Bird. I love that one.
Thank you so much.
I've played that once or twice.
Yes.
Yeah. Neat stuff. And it's called New Hope Chateau. And how can folks get a hold of that CD?
Well, it is, thanks to the miracle of the internet, available just about everywhere. So it's on iTunes, Amazon, Google, if you want to do it electronically. It's also available at CD Baby or on my own website, CatherineRondeau.com, if you want your own hard copy. Autograph, no extra charge.
Well, there you go. What a deal. And of course, the best way to always buy a CD is to go to a show.
That is very true.
That's
absolutely
right. That's right. Do you have any dates coming up?
Yes, I do. So on Saturday, March 25th, down in my neck of the woods, in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, there is a great coffee house called Burlap and Bean, and I will be doing a co-bill there. I'm also a member of the Philadelphia Folk Song Society, and I'm actually on the board of the Philadelphia Folk Song Society, the folks that bring you the Philly Folk Festival. And so I will be being the feature and kind of facilitator. They have now a weekly open mic night. So I'm shepherding that through. And that is on Tuesday, March 21st. So I have some things coming up. I have some things in the hopper. I'm also going to be at Godfrey Daniels in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, on Sunday. I want to say that's April 18th. So I've got some shows coming up. And my little New England tour that I was doing on my way up here was very fun. So I'm definitely looking to be traveling some more this year and spreading my music far and wide.
Excellent. Excellent. Catherine Rondeau is here with us, and we are being invaded in the studio by a bunch of cute cats right now.
And I don't know if you have Catovision listeners, but when he says these cats are cute, I'm telling you, seriously, they are the cutest cat. I mean, I have a cute cat. That's the truth. But these two are giving them a run. Giving my teddy back at home a run for his money. Yes, you are.
That one right there is Bunny. And she just tried to jump up onto the laptop that we're recording on. So it's a good thing that...
Will she sing back up later?
She is very quiet. She'll do the really low, you know, very quiet harmonies.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But Odie, on the other hand...
I can hear...
Yeah.
Money from the other room.
Yeah, he's got some pipes.
Good.
You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful and windy central New Hampshire. Very, very windy here today. On your CD, you also do a lot of cover tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do one of those?
You know, I have a cover tune that I've just started doing that I'd love to do for you, if that's okay.
Sure, I'm always up for hearing stuff I haven't heard you do
awesome.
Yet.
Awesome. So. If it's all right, though, I'm going to do a quick tune-up.
Sure.
Because I tune, because I care. That New Hampshire wind, you know, is getting to my guitar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Seasonal guitar allergies. You're tuned into Out of the Woods. And next week, we have live music in the studio as well. If everything goes as planned, Keyless and Cloud are going to be coming out from the West Coast, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, on the CD, I do have 8 originals and 4 covers. And I was recently getting into a big debate with someone about something you should never debate, I learned later. And that is Beatles or Stones. You have to say Beatles and Stones, but I do personally have a preference, hence this next song by the Rolling Stones called No Expectations.
Excellent. Catherine Rondeau, yeah, Rolling Stones, there you go.
The Stones, I just...
How can you not?
Well, you know, the other one of the cover songs I do on the CD, I think, is a Stone song. And there's just something about that kind of jangly, slightly dirty, you know, not so pristine. I like to keep things a little rough. jaggedy.
That's right. I like it rough, too. So you sound like you should be fronting a band. You were just talking about putting a band together.
Yeah.
Do you have bands in your past?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. When I was a young gal, back in Central New Jersey, and I'm still in Central New Jersey now, just in a different spot, I was in a rock band that played out, but, you know, we were just a cover band. Well, I mean, we were a great cover band, don't get me wrong. So we did a lot of The Grateful Dead. We did a lot of Eric Clapton, did a lot of Blind Faith, because I am a huge Blind Faith fan, and Cream. I do some pretty wild Jack Bruce imitation. And so I was lead singer / backup singer in that band for several years. But, you know, it can be, when you're solo, you always know your schedule and that you will be on time for gigs, barring any, you know, strange incidences. But when you're herding those cats, you know, sometimes there's challenges. I have a kind of crazy story about one of those, if I could share it with you.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So we're playing at this little bar in Tuckerton, New Jersey, which is kind of on the coast. And we were taking a break. And as I normally did at the time, I was sitting at the bar, drinking my Diet Coke. And all of a sudden, after about 15 minutes, the manager came up to me and said, excuse me, but your entire band has just been arrested. And I was like, what? So, yes, they had all been doing something behind the dumpster that they shouldn't have been doing with some herbal refreshment. And so they all went and got processed and took the longest break in band history and then came back and we finished the show so that we could get our small wad of cash, you know. But so, you know, bands back when I was younger. But I have, so I was away from music for a long time. Went to college, I got married. So I was in a doctoral program for over 10 years at Columbia University. And I got to that point of where I literally had everything done except that little thing called a 350-page dissertation. And I was like, you know, I've given 10 years of my life to this already. And the next three sitting here by myself in a room, speaking to no one, reading books, and writing chapters and crying and tearing my hair out. I said, you know, I think I'm going to do something a little different. So I put the dust off my guitar because I literally hadn't touched it in years. And I just started writing songs, which I had written in the past 25 years, maybe three songs. This is all starting in mid-2014. Since then, I've written about 50 songs. It really, like, I changed my whole outlook, and I wanted to really express myself and share my music with other people and share my voice and just get out there and sing. So just lately, I've been meeting some really awesome people. I'm in a group that jams regularly, and I've been playing a lot more with other people. And having that support and working with other people that are above your level, you know, at or above your level, which really drives you to perform better,
right,
has been, I have to say, kind of awesome. And there will be no arrests in any band member's future. I feel confident. We've all mellowed out a little bit.
Very good. Well, did that small wad of cash go toward bail?
Well, not mine. Mine was going playing for my Diet Coke, but everything kind of worked out in the end. And but they were kind of bad boys. I was holding a day job while trying to do that at night. The rest of them were kind of like bartenders and, you know, that kind of those vampire jobs that guys in bands have sometimes.
Right, right. Excellent. So, what you got next?
All right. So, I think, I've been a singer for a really long time. I've also been married for a really long time. And I have a wonderful husband who is been extremely supportive. He's actually thrilled that I've gone back to music, because when we met, I was in the band back in college, you know, where I was. So he used to like come to my shows when we were dating, which is kind of nice. So I basically have a built-in roadie, you know, at most places that I go. And so for years I was just singing, doing cover tunes. And then when I started writing, I was, you know, writing different things. And even though I'm a very upbeat person, I have a very, you know, some would say ebullient personality, a lot of my songwriting kind of taps into, you know, more challenging themes. But I kind of like him. We've been married over 20 years. Yes, I was a child bride. So I've actually written some songs about, you know, love. And when my husband hears, there's two on the CD. And whenever he hears them, whatever the title is, he just says, "Oh, that's my song. My song." So, this song is called "When I'm With You." Some kind of dream, I don't wanna leave it. Just let me keep on sleeping. 'Cause all I know is love when I'm with you. 1,000 shooting stars around the moon, and every wish I've ever had just suddenly comes true. All I know is love when I'm with you. I just want to shout about this feeling. Still I try to keep it to myself. Everyone I know would say I'm crazy until you felt this way yourself. Hard to conceive it. Just let me keep on believing. 'Cause all I know is love when I'm with you. 1,000 shooting stars around the moon, and every wish I've ever had just suddenly comes true. All I know is love when I'm with you. I just wrote a song about this feeling. Gotta spread this news around the world. Love that's shared is love that's exponential. Took this ordinary girl, gave my life meaning. No one can keep me from singing. Hey, hey. 'Cause all I know is love when I'm with you. 1,000 shooting stars around the moon, and every wish I've ever had just suddenly comes true. All I know is love when I'm with you. All I know is love when I'm with you.
Catherine Rondeau. Yeah. Awesome. Very nice.
I like him. What can I say?
That's part of it. You kind of have to, right?
Well, you know, and it's funny because when I started getting back into music, no one was happier than him. A, music is cheaper than graduate school, especially at an Ivy League school. And because I was subsidizing some of my own tuition. And, you know, he kind of missed me when I would be doing my classes. You know, sometimes there'd be weekends when I literally could not be spoken to because I was so deep into my research and my materials. And I was like, you know, make your own background. And so he likes this better. We get to talk to people. I get to wear pretty clothes. And, you know, people are like, oh, is that your wife? And he's like, yes, it is. So it's been a very kind of happy, a happy change as far as just being able to do more things together. He actually came up. I did do a little mini tour on my way up before the Songwriters Workshop. I did two shows, just as a little bit. I had a little sampler with Christine Lavin and Don White.
Oh, love that.
So they've been, Don White has been on his 60th birthday tour. His 60th birthday was just this Monday. And so they did a show in Lynn, where Don lives to this day and where he's from. And so I got to sing one of my songs. Christine brought me up during her part of the set. And then the next day we were in Shirley at the Bull Run, sold out show, over 200 people. Amazing. And Chris brought me up and gave me time for two of my own songs, you know, in front of all these people who had no idea who the heck I was, which is so, I mean, anything you know, you hear about Christine, that generosity of spirit is, you know, you read like, oh, she's so giving. And you know what? She really is. She's been a wonderful support. So it was really fun. So my husband's there helping me sell CDs. I was carrying my stuff. It was very fun.
And she can still twirl a baton with the best of them.
Glow in the dark.
Yeah.
She turns the lights off.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. It is.
She is a hoot, and she keeps coming out with these singles every time you turn around and, sending them to us folk DJ people.
Yes.
Which is great, but yeah. And Don, you got to play in Lynn.
Don, I know. It's so funny. He always tells a story. In his earlier life, he used to install burglar alarms. And he says it on his shows, and he did it so that his neighbors wouldn't rob you. Yeah, it's like, all you Boston people, I know what you think about those Lynn people, but I'm going to keep them out of your house.
Yeah, so much of his shtick is about Lynn, too.
Yes.
It's so funny. Yeah, neat stuff. Catherine Rondeau is here with us on Out of the Woods, and looks like maybe we have time for another song before we have to take a break and get in the station identification, if you got one you want to do for us.
I do, and this song is on the CD, but it has never been played in the United States because it has a word in it, which I just won't sing for us. There's just one of those George Carlin words in it that we can't say on the radio. It was played once internationally in Germany, of all places, where they don't, you know, maybe they don't mind that one word, but it's just one word. Everything else about it is fine, and so I can change it for just for you, John Colcord.
Oh, neat.
And as much as I, you know, I write a couple of love songs, but I also write a lot of songs about love gone wrong, trying to recapture something that is better left in the past. And this song is about that. It's called Again. But I'm going to tune up a little bit. I tune because I care, Out of the Woods listeners.
Her guitar, however, does not care because it keeps going out of tune.
Neither of us ever had it easy. You'd been through your hell, and so had I. First time we met, we flashed like fire. We burned to the ground, nothing but scars to remind us. Turn around and suddenly we're 30. I could see the sadness in your eyes. We both moved into other people's stories. Somebody's husband, somebody else's wife. Oh. I'm a three-time loser, tired of feeling the pain. Next time you see me, don't bother calling my name, 'cause I won't let you break my heart again. Getting older isn't very pretty. Living all alone's like doing time. Late at night I can't stop thinking, what might have been? Time spent with you were the best times of my life. So when you called and said it was me you needed, and after all this time that I was right, you turned my feeling to believing. We should give our love just a one more try. Whoa, but I won't let you break my heart again. I'm a three-time loser, tired of feeling the pain. Next time you see me, don't bother calling my name, 'cause I won't let you break my heart. Neither of us ever had it easy. Never learned you shouldn't play with fire. Same old crap ain't cute now that you're 15. You turn a pretty boy to pretty little lie. I won't let you break my heart again. I'm a three-time loser, totally numb to the pain. Next time you see me, don't bother calling my name, 'cause I won't let you break my heart.
That's Catherine Rondo, live here in our studio. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.